Welcome to the Max Living Podcast.
We're here to help you live your life to its fullest potential by taking control of your health, identifying the cause of common health challenges, and removing interference. Whether your health journey has had its ups and downs, you're looking for natural answers to common health questions, or you're an advocate for health freedom, come and join us.
Let's align your health.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Ryan Berlin. Welcome back to another episode of the Max Living Podcast. This is one of my favorite people today as our guest. It's somebody that I've looked up to in my career. We have an amazing chiropractor. He is the chief wellness officer at Achieve Wellness in Orlando, Florida. He's written a book called Corporate Wellness, How to Achieve Wellness and Be Part of the Healthcare Solution. This guy brings a component to his practice that I really admire because he doesn't shy away from his spirituality. He wears it on his sleeve. He knows where health and healing come from. And that's one of the reasons that I just love just hanging on to every word that comes out of his mouth. This is one of my really good friends, and I would love to welcome to our show, Dr. Ben Rall. Ben, good to have you, man.
Oh man, I love it. I'm excited to be here. I always hate introductions, but thank you for having me on the show today. Excited.
Absolutely, man. Listen, we're a big fan of your podcast too, and we're just excited to have you on and just to get this rolling. I mean, I know that you have a voice, you have an opportunity to speak to your audience all the time, but really what we want to do is we want people to get a little slice of Ben Rall today and to get to hear what, you know, what gets you fired up. So number one, I just want to ask you right now in healthcare, you know, just for relevancy, like, what are you fired up about? What are you excited about right now? What are you passionate about? What's going on?
Well, specific to healthcare, I mean, I think a lot of people would probably resonate with this, whether you're a doctor, whether you're a patient, really anything along the spectrum is what we've lived through or suffered through or stumbled through this last couple of years with COVID and the pandemic scenario, I think it's been like the best, in some ways, the best of things, and in some ways, like the worst of things, right? I mean, it's just brought so many things to light, whether it's in our personal lives, whether it's in practice. So what's been difficult, if you would, I guess, part of your question, what it's passion for me right now is it's really hard to watch the fear that people are living in. Like, it's really difficult. I feel like there was these years before, Doc, where, you know, I felt like we were making progress in wellness. I thought we were making progress in, like, you know, understanding the body as it heals and caring for it and feeding it well and moving it well and chiropractic and all these things. And then it was like, it was really more of an empowered kind of take control of your health scenario. And then it was like, boom, everybody was afraid of germs again. I mean, things I'd never thought I would see in my lifetime, masks on kids. It was like living in dystopia. And so I'm still fired up about that because I live in Florida. And so we've been relatively speaking, it's a free state and an open state, but like I live in Orlando. Orlando's a pretty, it's different than the rest of Florida or much of the rest of Florida.
Yeah. The town the mouse built.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So just imagine that, you know, I mean, it's everything you would imagine. And it's changed a lot over the last years, but so here's my point on this from the bad side of it. I mean, we still are contending for people like Ryan, a doc, when I meet a patient, like I've done this for just about 20 years, as far as a chiropractor goes. And it's still that first time I'm meeting that patient that's maybe been lied to about their health for the last 50 years of their life. Like, I might know it. I might have done it for a long time. We might be living this way. You might be living this way, raising our kids this way. And we might be, you know, aware of a lot of the craziness that's going on. But a lot of people, it's the first time they've ever considered this. Like, it's still like, what are you talking about? So I take that so serious. So even though things are better, if you want to say it like that, and there's some things to be encouraged about, and when I see somebody double masked walking down the street by themselves, I still lose my mind, right? And not like I'm angry. Well, probably am, but like for what's going on in their head, like to be in that much fear, to be that afraid of the air that God gave us is really hard for me. Now, on the other side of the vaccines, holy smokes, I don't even know if I I mean, we can talk about that one, but I mean, that's been devastating to watch and witness, and we'll continue to see the impacts of that. But then on the positive side is this is when you see what people are made of, right? This is what separates the wheat from the chaff. This is when you start to see what really matters to people. You started to see people that realize the idols they have in their life, that they really were more concerned, you know, about this world than they are about the important things and eternity and all this, just the fear of that snuck in, and watching people make decisions that blew my mind. You know, well, I really want to, you know, go to, you know, I don't want a vaccine, but well, I want to go to Jamaica, so I guess I'll get a shot in my arm. Like I didn't understand it.
Yeah, we had a friend who wanted to go to a concert. He was actually a son of a chiropractor who was anti-vaccine, never been vaccinated, and then held out for like a year and a half, year, whatever it was, and then it was like, well, this concert's coming up, I don't want to miss it.
Right, right. So these things, now, as much as I say that, I mean, it's still sad to see, but from my perspective, it lets me know where people are at, right? Watching churches shut down devastated me. Watching, you know, people being told, I mean, as a chiropractor and a faith-based chiropractor, my Bible says, lay hands on the sick. Mine says, you know, and they shall recover, to send these people and say, stay away from here. Like it was really rattling to me. And so it's taken me a while, Doc, to just like settle my spirit. We always remain and did our best to remain a beacon of light and a beacon of truth for our patients and in our office, and to serve them and to love them and to help set them free and to tell them the truth. And that comes with consequences, that comes with attacks. And I went through a bunch of that stuff, which is fine. But so I'm still like, man, we're as weird as much as the pandemic was crazy. Like, we're still in the same game. We're teaching people the truth about health and healing. The average person has an understanding of health at about a 9-year-old level.
Yes.
Okay, about a third grade level.
Yep.
And I mean, that's just actually a study that they did. So, and I don't mean this condescending. I just simply mean, like, if that's your understanding of health and healing, we have a problem, because you're going to then opt, like my kids, if they had an understanding of nutrition like that, they're going to think, you know, cookies and ice cream and soda pop are like the best thing ever. But so we have to jump into their life. And then doctor means teacher. And I talk about this a lot. I know you guys feel the same way, which is I take this very serious to take you from a 9-year-old. All right. At least like let's get you into high school. Yeah. You know, let's give you something here.
Okay. I want to interject. I want to ask a question here, because, you know, this happens very frequently. We get these dynamic, powerful speakers on these podcasts. And then what happens is you could just go forever. The problem with this is you drop bomb after bomb after bomb. And like, we have to go back and talk about a couple of these. So
yeah.
One of them we got to talk about is if the general public understands their health at a 9-year-old level, and I believe that to be true. They didn't go to school on this. They weren't anatomy and physiology majors, but it's kind of like the Bible, right? Like, let's put it this way. It's like having a child. You have a child, but they don't come with a manual, right? Outside of the Bible. You have this body. It's amazing. And if you really truly understood the inner workings of it, it would change how you viewed and manage your health. However, it didn't necessarily come with a manual. So what do we do? How do we get people thinking differently? You're a chiropractor. I know you do this in your office, but how do we do this on a larger level? How do we do this in the community? How do we do this in a city? How do we do this in a state? How do we do this? Like, how do we actually get people to understand it beyond a 9th grade level?
Yeah, it's a good, that's a good question. Probably what I would say is I feel is currently part of my life purpose. I mean, that's been a burden I've had, and I know you've had, and others that we know have. And I don't necessarily know if we have all the answers. However, you bring up an interesting point, and I do want to clarify this. So here's what I would say. First of all, if you're listening to this, thank God that even with a 9-year-old understanding, the power that God put on our body still beats our hearts, still breathes our lungs, still turns yesterday's cheeseburger into tomorrow's eyeballs. Like, he still, you know, has an immune system that you've never thought about in your entire life. Like, it, thank goodness. So the good news of that is, even with that limited understanding, your body is still wildly incredible. One of the purpose of our office is to reveal vitalism. And the reason I chose the term reveal vitalism is vitalism already exists. I'm not creating it. Me telling you about it doesn't make it happen. I'm simply just showing you and giving you context to understand it. And then vitalism, of course, being opposite of mechanism in a sense, you know, parts and pieces. We're more than just the sum of the parts of our body. We're not like a car, right? We're a dynamic, living, self-organizing organism. And because of that, like a live body and a dead body have the same parts, but one's alive and one is dead. There's something different. That spark of life that comes from above. So my point to saying this, Ryan, Doc, is because I know you use the Bible as an example again, and use the kids as an example. The Bible, the Bible tells us to come with childlike faith. And so sometimes we can, and I believe that to be a true, and I think it's very fruitful, this awe and this wonder of what God is. But then also there's this level of maturity that it speaks about in the scriptures as well. That's very important for us to understand. We need to be wise. I was just reading about Solomon this morning and his prayer for wisdom. And the Lord loved that because it said he used that wisdom not for himself, but to bless others. And so when we think about this, so that's always, we know this, I know this, we're not doing this podcast to, in a sense, learn from each other at this point, although we love iron sharpens iron, we're doing it to help educate others. So I've always been, in a sense, addicted, Doc, to what I would call a person getting the big idea. In chiropractic, we call that getting the big idea. And that is, in some level, I would say that's where you wake up to this awareness that the body is, in fact, a self-healing organism, that there's a power inside of it that's for you, not against you, that's desire is to heal. The medical term for that might be homeostasis or something like that. Whatever you want to call it. So in a sense, it's complicated, Doc, meaning like all of the things that we maybe have to unlearn. How do I shop differently? How do I, move my body differently? What are some different things that I need to start doing and things I need to stop doing? But it starts with the big idea. It starts with this understanding, this awareness, this kind of like waking up, scales off of your eyes where you go, oh my gosh, the 70 trillion cells in my body right now somehow are remaining organized without me even thinking about it. And to me, that's always blown my mind. It's always just put me in a humbled place of thankfulness for the body that got always when I came into awareness of that. And so I don't know if that helps, Doc. I mean, what you're doing here, network of doctors that you work with, I mean, it's so critical. The millions of people today that will be getting adjusted, the people that have woken up over this last couple of years through COVID, although we've lost some people to silliness, we've definitely gained a lot of people that said, this isn't adding up. My health really can't come through a needle. That doesn't make sense. When we saw people that were most impacted with things like COVID and really, frankly, any disease, it's people that are already unwell and not doing well. And so I think there's a waking up. Now, we all do our little part. I do my little part. You do your little part. And collectively, hopefully, right, that makes a real difference.
Yeah. Corinthians, I think it's Corinthians 6. It's, the whole scripture, it's know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, right? The scripture, it's almost like Jesus is like grabbing him, like shaking him, like, don't you know? Like, don't you know that you're not your own? You were bought with a price, that you glorify God in your body and your spirit, which because they're God's. Like, that's the whole point of the scripture, is like glorify him with your body and your spirit because they're his. They're not yours. They're his. Like, if you could grab those people on the street, double masking or whatever, and I don't want to turn this into a COVID talk, but like if you can shake them and say that, like, what is that? I know it's like that you have this thing working for you, not against you, whatever, but what about that fires you up? What about that gets you excited? Like, what is it? What's the contrast you see? Because I know you see some of the things I do, and I don't want to speak for you, but we know what the other side looks like. And I think sometimes people are in that place where they think they're good enough, or they think they're okay, or they're hoping or wishing that something, Ashley talks about, she walked around her life thinking that disease was like little lightning bolts you were trying to dodge, like in a thunderstorm, that if you could just not get struck by a bad one and hopefully you got a good problem, but something like that versus, getting cancer. But the reality is, when we look at this, what is it that we see that other people may not see that, changes that for you, gets you that fired up or passionate?
Yeah, I guess there's a couple ways I would answer that. One, just somewhat quickly, was I had a serious health concern in my life that I was healed from through the power of chiropractic, and it changed my life. And when we were in chiropractic school, I know things have changed. I feel like I'm getting old, but we used to do actual cadavers, like dead bodies that people donated to science. And so we open up, and I've always, up to that point, for the most part, I had a fear of death. I didn't like dead bodies. I didn't like funerals. Not know that anybody likes them.
But I couldn't stand smell when you walked into cadaver lab. Do you remember
that smell? Right.
That?
I smelled that. I can actually still smell that.
That fear.
You're right. Yeah. And so there was a time when we opened up the body, and it was a very, I get choked up really every time I talk about it. Cause when I saw, there's an old, this is a weird metaphor. There's an old, I think it's like a commencement speech by Jim Carrey years ago. And he says something along the lines of, I wish everybody it could be famous for a day or a week or something, because then they would realize it isn't really what they thought it is. It's not, they wouldn't like it as much. It's not what they think. I wish everybody would have the opportunity to crack open, as morbid as this sounds here for a second, crack open a human body. I think it just blew my mind, because you just see, like, I just remember, like, the heart just sitting right up against the lungs. It sits right up against the diaphragm with all these nerves and vessels and lymph. Like, it was like, how is this happening? Like, it wasn't like I thought it was. And it blew my mind. And I remember in that moment realizing, listen, there's no way to figure this thing out. This is crazy. There's no way you're going to figure this out. Our job is to steward it. Our job is to take care of it. Our job is to simply, as a doctor, not to heal them, but to teach them how to steward that. And the good news is God does most of the work. He doesn't really ask much of us other than don't be an idiot. Right? Like, don't be stupid, right? Like, and that's most of it, right? Don't sin. He's not doing that to mess up your life. He's doing it to actually help you. He doesn't want you to hurt yourself. He has plans and purposes, plans for you to prosper. That's the plan. So that's one of the things. But then part two, Doc, is one of my favorite books, and you can't buy it because, you know, it's not in Barnes and Noble, but I know you've read it. It's called Life Without Fear, written by Fred Barge, old chiropractor, passed away. But his book, Life Without Fear, is the premises, or the title pretty much explains it. But I would say, when I see that person, you know, double masked and whatever, my heart for them is, I want you to not have to live in fear. Listen, brother, this could be my last day on earth. I could be driving down the street. My brain could explode. I hit a telephone pole. I have no idea. If it is, it's been great talking to you. You know, tell everybody I love them. But like, that's not the
fear. Send Megan my regards.
You know, make sure my family gets good care.
That's
but
right.
Like, send a doc down to our office to take over.
That's right.
I'm there, brother.
There you go. But when I look at that and I just think, man, I don't like kind of what you said, Ashley, or that old metaphor you had of like trying to like, I can't imagine waking up every day thinking like, man, I wonder if I'm going to get a disease today. Like, and now listen, I'm not. And I now you might say, well, what if you got cancer? What if you got this? What if you got that? And I say, listen, I already know what I would do. And what I mean by that is not because I have a great network of friends that are smarter than me that can help me with that. What I mean by that is I already know my approach to that is going to be a vitalistic approach. My approach to that is going to be all the things that you probably talk about in this show all the time. So not to rehash that. And listen, and then at the end of the day, brother, I'll let the cards fall where they may. Like, I'm okay, right? Now, I might live, I might die. We're all going to live, you know, we're all going to die. Lazarus eventually died again. It's okay. There's only one person that died and rose again and is still alive. That's Jesus. But other than that, it's pretty much a certainty for the rest of us. And so, but you desire that. That's what I meant back at the COVID part of that, which is, but it revealed so many people's love for the world, love for the idols of this world, that it's like, man, we want all of this. And I'm not anti that, but it can't be what we're striving for, right? It says, seek ye first the kingdom and all else will be added. He's in charge of the all else. I don't know what the Berlin's all else looks like. I just know that the plans and purpose that God has for me. So it's probably you just by desire for them to not have to live in fear.
I think that to me, Ben, honestly, that is what was so life-changing to me about chiropractic. And I know like, it's a little bit funny when I talk about that, about like, yeah, we truly, I mean, my girlfriend, her name was Arian. We sat in college and we said, what are we going to get struck with when we get older? Because that's how we thought disease and life and health worked, because we probably had a cursory knowledge of health. I mean, we did. It was probably like a 9-year-old. Exactly like what you said.
9-year-old
level of it. It is exactly what you said. And the most beautiful thing that the chiropractic philosophy ever, ever, ever did for me was this ability to hold on to life loosely. You know, like where I wasn't just like white knuckling life and my health and the idea of what health was throughout the rest of my life. Now I understand, like I have, like there's this faithful interaction with it. That's exactly what you're talking about. It's like, yes, maybe I am going to die and maybe I'm not today. And maybe I'm going to keep living on and I don't know how it's going to go, but I do have this faith in my ability and its ability to heal. And so when I'm walking down the street and I have like a chest pain, I'm like, oh, I'm not going to go down. Am I dying of a heart attack today? Like, no, I'm not freaking out about it. Like I understand my body works.
You know, it's weird. It's this weird dichotomy because, and I want to touch on this for a second because I've seen this and I see this even in our profession where people can, and it's one of those things where it can seem a little, it's a little like slippery here. I've also seen people turn their health into an idol.
Yeah.
Right. Where even in this, in with good intentions, right? Like the things we talk about, the body's temple, the Holy Spirit, right? Stewarding our health. But I see people, they become almost like, you know, not almost, they're literally, their health becomes an idol, and they're spending, they're worshiping their body in a sense. But then, so it reminds me of like when Paul says, you know, asking Paul, he's like, so does that mean, you know, like with God's grace, that it's going to make me sin more? And it says, no, it's quite the opposite. It's because of how amazing his grace is. It actually makes us want to, you know, be more righteous. So what I was thinking about when you were talking, Ashley, is when I'm amazed by the body, it actually makes me want to take care of it more, not abuse it.
This was exactly what I wanted to ask you, because as you guys were both talking, and it's funny that you went there, because I was like, okay, this creates such a dichotomy when you go, I have faith in the life hereafter, so I'm not scared per se of when I'm going to die. But then what is the pulling force that causes you to say, yeah, but so I'm not afraid of dying, but I do want to live. And truly living means enjoyment. It means not having fear, walking around, you know, confident in your time that you're given. Like, what is it that we're living for? What are we fighting for people, right? Because this earth isn't it. We know that. In fact, we're not designed to fall in love with this earth. We're designed to enjoy it, but we're not designed to fall in love with it per se, because there's something better coming. But that being said, then what are we fighting for? You, me, as chiropractors, what is it that we're fighting for while people are here? You know what I mean? What is that?
That's a beautiful question. I mean, I love that, because, we can maybe talk about it like in simple terms. One of the, you know, we'll just use a real simple example, meaning a person that's really not doing well with their health. Now, understanding that we, you know, get sick, and like I said, we've said this before. I mean, we understand we're all gonna die, but I'm talking about the person that's life is such a mess right now, you know, because of things they've intentionally done or unintentionally done. And I'll just use a class. Let's just say they have migraines all the time, and these migraines are so bad that they're not the mom they want to be or the dad they want to be. They're not the employer or boss they want to be. They're not able to serve other people because their life, they're so, it's like Maslow's hierarchy almost. They're so focused on survival, they can hardly even think of serving other people. And so when I think about what we're all called to in different capacities, my wife is a lawyer by profession, but she's home with the kids right now doing homeschooling. And so like right now, like I would say that mission, my goal, if to put it in the way you just said, Doc, is, you know, for my family would be that my wife will be able to live out the purposes that God has for her. Now that is only answered through, you know, the reason that he created you, which is unique for all of us. And that's awesome that it's unique for all of us. So my job would simply be, here's how I see my job, is to give that person in my little scope of understanding, God's laws of health and healing. Let me help set them free in that area. Right. Let me help them set them free in that area so they don't have to walk around in fear of that. And to your point, so they can get on with living. Right. So they can get on with living. They can have the energy to get through the day. They can have the focus. They can be connected. They can have thoughts. They can have a renewing of their mind. They don't have to. I had a lady reach out to me the other day, and I don't ever met her, but she's a podcast listener and stuff. And she's like, Doc, I'm just so stressed. You know, my son, he got the jab and I'm freaked out and the world is falling apart. And I'm reading it and I'm like, wow, what's funny is I probably have the same like heart as her, meaning like those things hurt me as well. But like, I'm far from like not happy. Like in the world as crazy as it is right now, I'm still like loving life, right? Like I'm still like, I mean, I have my days, I think we all do, but like by and large, dude, I'm in love with what I get to do every day and serving people, even in the midst of it. Matter of fact, you could say it's even more of an opportunity, right? Like some of the things that we've hoped and prayed for to talk about, we get to talk about now. Like it was hard to talk about vaccines before because nobody wanted to listen. Now everybody's talking about vaccines.
Everybody's talking about vaccines now. Yeah, you
know, now it's hard not to talk about it.
Yeah. So like, I don't know what that plan is, but I know that he gave you a body now. And then listen, I don't even want to go down like the theological route of the fact. I think we've talked about it before. Even Max Living used to use this, you know, that we would help prevent, you know, unnecessary human suffering. Right. And that's what I'm referring to. I'm not talking about certain, you know, thorns in our side or trials that the Lord may put us through. That's not what I'm referring to. I'm talking about those things related to our lifestyle, those things related to the way we're managing and stewarding our life. If we can help set people free from that, man, like then that's just awesome.
No, I think there's an element of being, you know, being understanding the chiropractic principle and understanding health and eating a different way or whatever. It's kind of like in the book of Isaiah, it talks about walking through fire and not being burned. You know, that like the idea that you can walk through, you know, the world's crazy. We had GMOs coming out our ears. Like literally, I can't walk into a bathroom without being sprayed with whatever that crap is in the air freshener in the public bathroom that I rip the batteries out of those all the time. I always say that's my one act of vandalism. But like, you're bombarded with all this stuff, but I'm not fearful of it because I really feel like the principle affords me this ability to, like, you know, walk through fire without being burned. The flames not setting you ablaze type of thing that you can, you know, that's the freedom that I feel. I wanted to hear you go off on it for a second because, you know, I know that you see the same thing.
And I don't know this at the risk of sounding a little blasphemous to chiropractic. I've said this before to myself, right? Like if tomorrow, you know, it was said, okay, Ben, you can get adjusted the rest of your life, or you can understand the principles that we, you know, the chiropractic principles of God's laws of health and healing, I would take option two. All right. Now, listen, I love getting adjusted. Do not get me wrong. Right. And I don't think it should be given as a decision like that. But the reason I bring that up is because that's the most important part. Okay. Once you understand it, then sure, you'll get adjusted. You'll change your weight. I mean, we all have different journeys. We're all through different processes of, you know, we have different budgets. We have different opportunities. That's the process. That's fine. I don't know. But my point in that saying that is like, you know, don't downplay, and I know you're not, but I mean, to a listener, like, don't downplay just the critical importance of understanding what we're talking about, right? We refer to it as the principle of chiropractic, that the body's a self-healing, self-regulating organism. That's the principle of chiropractic. And then what's extracted out of that, or what's, you know, deduced out of that, is mind-blowing, right? And that, it's like in the scriptures, you know, if Christ is who he says he is, then there's massive implications to that, right? It changes everything. And so that's why I'm so, you know, hell-bent, if you will, on teaching people the principle, because I think about it, I go, man, I'm not that smart. So if I can get it and it changed my life, I didn't know it before, I know it will change other people's lives.
This is great because I had a patient. So we did, so first of all, I'm going to go a little chiropractic philosopher on you, because I don't know if you know this or not, but you, this isn't chiropractic blasphemy. And this is for people who are chiropractic patients, or even the chiropractors out there, the definition of chiropractic, right? The actual Stevenson's definition says chiropractic is a philosophy, science, and art of things natural. That's the first part. The second part says a system of adjusting the segments of the spinal column. So first, before anything, it's a philosophy, science, and art of doing things naturally. Like, that's in the definition first before you even start adjusting the spine. So that being said, we had a patient one time that came in, and he came to an event we did years previous. And then he came into my office and I looked at the name. I'm like, what? This is crazy. I haven't seen this guy in years. He came to an event we did. And I'm like, what brought you in? He's like, oh, that event you did. I'm like, that event was 3 years ago. He's like, yeah, yeah. But my wife and I read that book and we changed our diet. And then we cut out all the crap in our house. And then we started exercising the way the book said. And then we did this. And this is, you know, we couldn't afford this, so we were saving up, whatever. And this is the next logical step. But he got the principle, right? He did. He was like going through the five essentials one by one. And then he's like, now we have a little more money. And he's like, this is the next logical step. He's like, I got to go do this. We've been waiting to do this part of it. And it was just so cool because he got the principle. And he didn't get adjusted yet. His entire life changed. They lost like 40 pounds each. It was awesome.
And I think that there's the other thing about this is, like, as a like in the chiropractic clinic, as clinic owners, the thing that keeps us up at night, like if a patient leaves, the thing that keeps us up at night is not a patient who leaves and goes to another office and gets adjusted. Because for us, it's like, amazing. You got it. You like, it's chiropractic. It's not the chiropractor. Like, you're going and you're getting adjusted. And that's the important part. The thing that keeps us up at night is the patients who are coming in and getting adjusted, and they don't understand the philosophy behind it. Like, they don't get the principle.
It's very true. I we talk about it daily, unfortunately, you know, just because people have a difficult time committing to anything in this world. They have a difficult time committing to their families. They have a different time committing to the church. I mean, like, this is a human condition problem, and chiropractic experiences it like anybody else. And you're right, Ashley. I don't talk about that. I don't talk about this very often because it's hard to talk about, because it really, it's emotional for me, right? Because I've had too many times where people have And you never want to, I just had it happen this week. It happens probably every week, right? But I have a person that's coming to mind right now that just came in and they, you know, they call it restarting care. So I haven't seen them for, like you said, Ryan, like either they you haven't seen them ever, or they come back after being gone. And honestly, it's never been the case where they come back after leaving, this type of healthcare. They don't usually come back because they're doing better. They come back because they're doing worse, right? They come back because they tried this. Now they're back for a last resort. And so I simply try to do, and this is where people get confused a lot, because people will say, man, you're so passionate. You're over the top. You know, you're all, and I'm like, listen, I'm trying to stop what Ashley just described from ever happening in your life. And if I'm not, if we don't wake you up, if we don't get you riled enough to have this be like a new way of seeing things, you will quit. And I don't want that for you, because I know what that means. And so I'm just a little ahead of you on this, because I've done it. Not you guys on the thing, but the person I'm talking to in front of me. And so it's like, it's so important that we do that. As a matter of fact, they asked this question. I've heard this asked. It was asked to actually both BJ Palmer, ironically, and then also the developer of chiropractic, but also to Martin Luther King. And they asked Martin Luther King Jr. and they asked him, Martin Luther King, was there anybody that ever, what would you say to somebody that used to really support you on the civil rights things, but now they're not supporting you anymore? And they asked a similar question to BJ Palmer. They said, BJ, has anybody ever gotten the big idea, what we've been talking about earlier, and lost it? And BJ's answer was, then they never actually had it. And I think that is why we often just go so intense, because we know. So for example, right, we'll have people we're talking to and you're like, oh no, I know, I'm into it. I know I should eat good and I do yoga and you know, I cross like whatever. And I take vitamins, and you're like, and you still know, you're like, oh man, you don't get it. You know what I mean? Right. Like, not that those things are bad, but you still know they're one diagnosis away from the medical model. They're still getting, jabs every other week.
All that it's going to take is the heat to get turned up a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. And we saw that through COVID. And so if anything, again, what happened was we realized like, man, we can't take our foot off the gas for a second. Those people that you think got it didn't really get it or something like that. And so I'm always trying to go all the way with a person. And this is scriptural as well, right? Like he doesn't want some of our heart. He doesn't want us kind of like to dance, hang out with him. He wants our whole, matter of fact, he says we are to die to self. He says that we literally surrender our whole lives. We surrender everything. No idols above me. Like, so it's that big. Now, listen, if you're not a believer, like this is still a relevant conversation, because it still has to do with how you care for your body, right? Like, it still has to do with physiology. So this conversation isn't, predicated on whether or not you believe Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. That's a decision between you and him. What I'm saying for this sake is like, at our role, our heart for you as chiropractors in this role is to make sure you get it as deeply as you can so you can stand firm, right? Because if you don't have that, man, like you said, the ways of the world are going to whip you around.
All right, we're gonna wrap this up. However, I got to go back. You started off like COVID. It was interesting. It was bad, but like so many good things came out of it. I mean, it was very Charles Dickens, right? It was like, it was the best of times. It was the worst of times. You know what I mean? Right. Yeah, yeah. And so we've talked a little bit about the worst, and I think we have uncovered like some of the good stuff that came out of it. But right now, what in Ben Rawl's life, Dr. Ben Rawl, in practice, what's going well? What are you excited to see happening with your patients in healthcare, in your office? Like, what is it that you go to, not, this isn't the holy discontent of like wanting to rip people out of the system. This is like, you go in and something happens and you're like, we have a celebration board in our office. So we literally have this glass wall that we write down all the good things that happen throughout the month. Every month we erase it, we start over. So what's on the celebration board for you right now? No.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. And it's an important perspective that we maintain, because there's always, I was just writing this morning about miracles, and I was writing, there's miracles happening everywhere all the time. We often just don't see them. There's an old quote by Albert Einstein, and he says, you either look as though everything's a miracle or as though nothing is a miracle, right? And so it's important to remember that. But as much as in, as intense as we might get on a podcast or talking to the public, man, when I'm in the walls of my clinic or whatever, serving the people that God allows me to serve, just yesterday, I'll give you just an example that I think is everything for what we're talking about. So I have somebody that I've been taking care of for a while. He really wanted his brother to come in. So he paid for his brother. We have this happen, right? So he pays for his brother to come in because he goes, man, my brother just Jesus needs to hear the truth, right? He needs to hear this. So the brother comes in, we start taking care of him. He gets the big idea, brings his pregnant wife in. Now this is so the pregnant wife comes in, and they're, you know, the kind of family that wants to have kind of a natural birth and things like that. And so they're working through that process. Well, then this week she was getting pretty long. She was almost at 42 weeks. Matter of fact, fast past 42 weeks. Now this will freak some listeners out. And so in certain states and certain laws, the midwife said, hey, I can no longer, I have to release you from care. And they said, well, we're trusting that the body will do what it needs to do. So on Friday night at 11 o'clock, I was over in their trailer adjusting this mom. It was 11 o'clock and I was like, you know, and this looked like a woman that was going to be having a very difficult time having a baby. She'd been in labor since Tuesday. Okay. And so I adjusted her. I said, keep me posted. My cell phone rings at 1 o'clock in the morning. I give all my patients my cell phone. I don't care. Anybody can call me anytime. And so I get a text at 1:09 in the morning as they welcomed their little baby into the world. 2 hours after we had gone over to adjust, where they said there's no way this baby can be born. And that's, I'm not telling you that that's chiropractic. I'm not telling you that's me. I'm saying that's just awesome. And so then yesterday at my office, this parents of a 2-day-old baby are sitting there with their miracle newborn. And yesterday was just one of those days where it would look like more like a babysitting office than it did a chiropractic office. There were so many kids in there. And you get those moments where you look out and some days, there was a day last week, there was like 8 pastors in my office at one time. So I was like, cool. What is happening? They might as well just have church. I mean, just between, you know, pastors and babies. And so I just look out there, I'm just like, yes, like more of this, more people that are being empowered, more people that have influence in other people's lives, more pastors that understand the power of healing, more and have faith in that and will speak that, and more parents that are starting out their kids on the right foot that are going to get what they need to be the next generation of people. Like I feel like I'm in that season of my life, Doc, where it's like, I don't know how many days I have. I mean, oh man, I'm only 43. I hope I got a few left.
Yeah, you keep but talking like you're 80.
If I die, I don't have the gift of prophecy, so I'm not too worried about right. It. But so I simply mean like it's like pouring into those people that are willing to fight with you, that are willing, right? Like it's this tension between you're a leader and it's a team at the same time. And God calls us, you know, a little bit to be a leadership. I'm in a little bit of a leadership with my people and I'm honored to do that. But then the rest is just like, come on, gang, right? Like, come on, let's do this. We got this. And so, man, it's a total honor to serve people. I mean, I can't hardly talk about it without crying because the fact that people are standing up against the system that has so much power and so much cultural authority, like the fact that people resist that to me is so, it's like, gives me hope, right? And if one person can do it, 2 people can do it, 2 can do it, 10 can do it, 10 can do it, 100 can do it. Like, then it's just, you know, God's timing. So probably a long answer to your question, brother, but I hope that helps.
No. I loved hearing, you know, I mean, you get, so here, you know, one of the things I absolutely love about you is your passion just comes straight through, and we could hear it through this entire episode. And there's an element of that. Like you are, you know, like there's a discontentedness, you know, that old term that we used to use a lot, like holy discontent, like you're frustrated for people and like all that. But at the same time, and I suffer from a little bit of that same thing as like, but sometimes we got to step back and also like be in that place of, you know, appreciation too. And so I love that answer, looking around your practice and seeing all that, like, you know, it's just when you have those moments, you look up and you just see people, it's not seeing them in your office. It's not about having a busy office. It's seeing them living it out, like getting it. And like patients will even say that they're like, man, I'm telling my friends, I'm telling my family, or, you know, since we've been coming here, it's just like, and people don't understand. I'm like, yeah, but you do, you understand. So like, keep telling them, you know, keep sharing it with them.
And I love that. And we have to say, Dr. Ben, you have a podcast too. So if right now you're listening to this podcast, you want to listen to more great podcasts on this exact topic, Designed to Heal.
Yeah. I actually meant to bring it up when we started. Yes. And between your book and your office and trying in the titles, I was like, I almost called your podcast something else, but Designed to Heal is actually something that I listen to on a weekly basis. And it's something that keeps me anchored, man. Just like you said, iron sharpening iron. So I want to thank you for that. And just tell you that as a fellow chiropractor and as someone that, like, I appreciate you a lot, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. Do you mind if I say just a quick prayer for you guys and for your listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. We'd appreciate that.
Father, I thank you for this time today and for my friends. And just for the journey that you have everybody on, every listener. And I would just pray that those that listen to this today, whether they know you or don't know you, that they are encouraged. They're reminded that they're fearfully and wonderfully made. It says that you created us in your likeness and image, that you knit us together in our mother's womb. It says that you know the hairs on our head. And Father, that is an unbelievable thing to really realize, that personalness that you have with us, that you know every one of our heartbeats. As a matter of fact, it says you watch over us while we sleep. And so, Father, I would just pray, if anybody's discouraged, if they feel like they've tried this, they're at the end of the rope, they've even feel like they've lost hope, that there'd be something in here that's not our voices or our words, but something from you that just touches their heart, that blesses them. Father, I pray over my friends, the people that they see, the practices that they see, the doctors that they help and that they serve. Father, this podcast would get in the hands of people that need to hear it. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ben.
Love you guys.
Appreciate you.
We'll talk to you soon. Right.
Talk soon.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Max Living Podcast. For more health tips and tricks, be sure to follow us on our social media @MaxLivingOfficial on Instagram and @MaxLiving on Facebook.